Hey, did you sleep in on
Friday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Yeah, don't worry. Welcome to the catch-up. Happy Friday. And what a show, what a podcast, what a catch-up it was, Jim, because we put a listener on a garbage truck. Young Riley Robinson now has a garbage truck named after him.
Yeah. Round of applause for Riley. Yeah. I mean, well done. You know.
Massive effort from him.
Yeah. Well, mainly his mum.
Yeah, well, him too. He dressed up. He showed up. He didn't have to show up.
That's true. You know? No. Yeah, we finally did it. We finally put someone on a garbage truck. Nath, just we're about to go on holidays. We're off for a week, so don't come looking for the catch up. We are away. But you came up with the idea to put someone on a garbage truck.
Yes.
What's your ultimate goal?
To name something after somebody?
Just, well, or? If you could do anything, like on the radio.
Oh, God, I make these up as I go. You know that. I didn't know. The bin may have been my ultimate goal, but I came up with it like 5 minutes before I did it.
Put a listener on the moon?
That would be cool. My thing is I always want to make it about the listener. I want to put them somewhere cool or do something cool
with
them.
So what about putting a listener on the moon? Putting them into space?
A listener on the moon would be pretty cool. I mean, space is easier than moon if we're categorizing them.
Well, that's why I was just tempering it down a bit. Because in case we can't get moon, do we go space?
I mean, go Mars, then moon.
Or what about we put a listener on a plane? It's like space, but just lower.
Yeah, you're really bringing me down.
What about we put a listener in an Uber? Like space, just a lot lower.
What if we put a listener next to a radio? Wow. Radio breakthrough. FM radio breakthrough. This is huge. This will make papers. We'll get coverage.
Yeah, we're gonna get coverage. What did you mean? I think they put a listener next to a radio.
Why do we waste our time with a garbage truck when we can put a listener next to a radio?
We're on holidays for a week, but when we come back, let me tell you, we're going to be putting one lucky listener next to a radio.
Don't tell anyone, though. We don't want anyone to steal
our
idea.
Yeah, no, just keep it hush-hush. We'll do it in about a week or two.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Nath, last night the World Cup kicked off. Yes, there were many a goal with host Russia taking on Saudi Arabia. Russia got up 5-0.
Oh.
It's a lot of goals.
Was that the Iceland commentary of the Russian game?
I actually believe that's Spanish commentary of El Clasico, and I believe that's a Lionel Messi goal.
Ah, well, same thing. They're over there somewhere.
Someone's playing football somewhere. So last night kicked off, Russia beat Saudi Arabia. And Russia, they also have a psychic cat named Achilles who's predicting the World Cup winners.
Achilles isn't a very Russian cat name, you know what I mean?
Oh, if you say it like Achilles.
Oh, yeah, that actually made it really Russian.
Well done. I feel like a James Bond villain.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Bond. And hello to my cat, Achilles. Achilles.
The hand movement you were doing then to pretend to scratch the cat's head was so disturbing.
I could be a Bond villain. Yes, this cat, it's a deaf cat, lives in St. Petersburg. And what they do is they give it two plates of food, identical food, and they put little flags in them.
Sure.
And so whichever plate the cat goes to and eats from, that's who's going to win that game.
Okay.
For the first game, the plate with the Russian flag was picked, so it picked the first game correctly.
Oh, wow. So Achilles knows what she's doing, what it's doing.
Don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I do love this quote, though, from a local veterinarian that was just on hand in case anything went wrong.
Oh, Dr. Chris Brown. Was he there, was he?
That's what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, in between I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here.
In the living room.
He goes to Russia and looks after cats. Dr. Chris Brown said, Achilles loves his motherland and couldn't vote otherwise.
Okay, all right, so you reckon the cat knows what the Russian flag looks like?
Well, yeah, I don't think so. But I do. I think this is quite fun, don't you? Every year there's something. I think the last World Cup, it was an octopus that was picking results.
Miguel was over there as well for the Russian game.
Between the whatever he's doing commentary. We've got some big celebrities here in Australia. Hey, look, I thought because the old Russians, they have a predicting cat.
Sure.
Here at Jimmy and Nath, we have a predicting Nath.
Predict a Nath.
Yes, Nath, you're...
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Nath, you know for your predictions.
Sure.
So what I thought, coming up next, I'll ask you some questions about the World Cup and you can make some predictions.
I'm happy to do that, mate. I'm happy to do it. Will you put money on my predictions?
Depends what they are.
if you agree with them or not.
I've already made some bets for the World Cup, okay. Remember?
Gamble responsibly.
But I'll be interested to see what you've picked.
Okay. All right.
Your
we'll do
predictions. Because you're known for your predictions.
Of course I am.
I'm just known for my bad bets.
I'm the deaf cat of Jimmy and Nath, essentially. That's what people know me as.
You're the Achilles. Nath, right now over in Russia, the World Cup is happening. Kicked off last night with Russia beating Saudi Arabia 5-0.
Well done to Russia, by the way.
Yeah, good. I think they haven't won in like 2-3 years.
Massive.
Big from them. Hopefully they're not taking anything, you know what I mean?
Well,
Russia's been in a bit of trouble in the bars.
Is there a bet on that? Yeah.
Now, over there, there's a psychic cat predicting winners. But here in Jimmy and Nath, we have our own predictor. His name is Nath. Predictor Nath. So, Nath, what I've got, three questions about the World Cup, so I thought you could make some predictions about them.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yes.
The first one, who is going to be the top goal scorer at the World Cup?
A player.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, the obvious choice is Lionel Messi of Argentina.
Yeah, he's the second favourite.
Oh, no, I don't care about the favourites. This is predictor, Nate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's whatever.
Yeah, what is it? I mean, what odds? No,
well, those
know
guys know. Yeah. The predictor tab? Is that who they are?
Predictor tab.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm just trying to think of another player.
you can lock in Lionel Messi if you want.
Who's the French striker?
Antonio Griezmann.
I reckon he's number one. I reckon he will score the most goals. Antonio Griezmann.
Antonio Griezmann, okay.
As left striker.
No, he's just a striker.
Doesn't play left or right?
Oh, well, no, not really.
I predict he'll play left.
I predict he'll play left back. So you're predicting Antonio Griezmann, top goal scorer.
Top goal scorer. That's what's happening.
A few goals.
You feel? Oh, plenty.
That's Antonio, not going to be back with that. Okay, next up. You got to pick... four teams to make the semi-finals.
Four teams,
the semis.
Okay.
So essentially these four teams, you know, two play two to make the group final.
Yeah, sure.
So you're picking your final four, essentially.
So the top four, essentially,
yeah.
Okay. Brazil.
Okay, Brazil, yep.
Brazil will be on there.
Yeah, there's one.
I'll pick the obvious ones first.
Yeah.
I also think... Germany.
Okay.
Because they won it last time.
Last time, didn't they? Yeah. It's very hard to go back to back.
Germany will be in there.
Yeah, sweet. Are you going to pick France? Because you've picked their striker to score a lot of goals.
How about you not tell me how to predict?
Sorry, it's predicted Dave, not predicted Jimmy.
France.
Okay. I just thought it's a bold choice to pick him.
No, I was getting there.
To score a lot of goals if he's not going to make it very far. And your fourth country?
My fourth country, just an outsider. Not many people will expect it.
Yep.
Ecuador.
Not playing in the world.
They're going to come in?
No. Pick a team that's playing.
Okay.
You know, stop being silly buggers.
Yeah.
Just pick a...
I said Germany.
What are you thinking? Like maybe Argentina, Spain, Portugal?
Portugal. That's where I'm going. Portugal.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
So Nath has picked Brazil, Germany, France and Portugal. Nath, your final question is the overall winner.
Who's going to win it?
So obviously one of those four... Brazil, Germany, France, Portugal.
It'd be weird if it was outside that four, wouldn't it?
Ecuador.
Okay, the overall winner, I'm telling you now, put your money on it.
Yeah.
Will be Brazil.
Brazil?
Brazil.
Wow.
They will take home the trophy at the World Cup 2018 in Russia.
For my name is...
Predicted... Oh, hang on, dude. Predicted.
Nath, a young woman... has got her head stuck in a truck's exhaust pipe at a country music festival.
Real life on the farm.
Yeehaw!
Much an old country bollock you can't even have. Thoroughly to ride, early in the sack.
Got my head stuck in an exhaust pipe. Yeah, look, not a fun time.
No.
Country music festivals are fun.
I feel like that would be hard to do, get your head stuck in an exhaust... Like, this must be a big exhaust pipe.
I'm glad you've mentioned it, Nath, because we need to figure out, is it big exhaust pipe or tiny head?
Unless, is she a Barbie doll or a Bratz doll or something?
Well, the young woman, I think they were saying she was in her early 20s.
So your head's still developing.
She's growing into her head. head in a truck. So it's a truck.
Okay.
So they got bigger exhaust pipes.
Mm. Yeah, but still, I mean, they're not... massive.
They're not the size of a human head.
Of a cranium.
Okay. I was like, but why would you even...
Yeah, see, this is the thing. Even if your head is big enough to fit in it, why are you putting your head in an exhaust pipe?
Look, I mean, I grew up in the country. Also lived in America in the country. So I've been in some... Been around some big country music festivals. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Well done.
I've spent some time. I reckon this is what happened. I reckon you're just sitting around, you know, you're having a few drinks, just having a good time.
I was about to say, you're doing an accent?
I'm sweating in and out of it. Wasn't sure if I was going to commit to it. I reckon you're just sitting there and you're having a few brewskis and you go, you know what? I reckon my head could fit in that.
And everyone goes, no,
couldn't, Sally.
Get out of here, Shell. You can't do that.
And she goes, oh, I reckon my head will fit in that. And then sure enough, bang, puts her head in that and she's stuck.
Okay, so she's stuck. Then what's the next step?
Turn the truck on. Get a head straight out of there. Just pop. Just pops it out.
Do you have or do you know somebody with resting bitch face?
Excuse me, mate. This is an RBF.
Yeah, the old RBF, resting bitch face. A lot of people suffer from it. Mm-hmm. Nath, I'm one of those people.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing.
A lot of people think I'm angry all the time, but I'm not. Just a resting bitch.
How do you deal with it, by the way?
I just don't care. Let's continue living my life. The reason we are talking about it, though, over in Russia, the World Cup's on, mm-hmm. and all our employees over in Russia are being taught how to smile.
Mm.
Now, before we get to some calls, because we've asked people to call up, I've got a message here from big friend of the show, Mitchie McPherson.
Oh, Mitchie.
Yeah, and he's nominated his wife, Sahar.
Sahar, she's lovely. She doesn't have an RBF.
No, he said she's got a resting bitch face. He's also said Fatima, which I believe is her cousin.
Yeah.
So he's just really having a go at her whole family for being
very
bitches,
careful, Mitchie.
Yeah. Wouldn't have texted me that, Mitch, if I was you, mate, if you're listening.
Yeah, because does he know that we're on the radio?
Or was he telling me that in confidence? Hey, boys, just don't share this with anyone.
Chloe from Old Beach. Chloe, do you suffer from RBF?
I do, sadly.
Oh, that's all right, Chloe. I do too. Do you ever get into trouble by having a resting bitch face?
A bit at work. I don't really call it that, though. I call it, like, my thinking face. Every time I'm, like, really deep in thought or I'm trying to understand what someone's saying, apparently I just get this horrible look on my face.
Yeah, see, the thing is, that's a euphemism, and people know you really do suffer from RBF. You can call it whatever face you want, mate.
No, Chloe, I'm the same. It's any time I'm reading an email or I'm in deep in thought, that's when the face comes out, and then people don't want to talk to me because they're like, geez, Jimmy's angry. Is it the same with you?
A bit of space. Yeah, exactly. They're like, are you okay? And I'm like, what? Pardon? Yeah.
Oliver from Old Beach. Oliver, do you have an RBF or do you know somebody with an RBF?
I know someone that does. My co-worker.
Your co-worker's okay. Got RBF.
It's not Chloe, is it?
No.
Okay, it's not Chloe. Okay.
The whole workforce is called up. Who is it, Oliver? And is it a real bad case of RBF?
My manager, Gaylene, has one and it's horrible. She stands there, she's looking at customers and just looks mean.
Oh, so, Gaylena. Oliver, is she a mean person or does she just have the mean face?
No, she's lovely. When she's standing still, she just looks like she's got daggers in your eyes, though.
Oh, and how does this affect potential customers?
Well, look, some of them run away. I'm not gonna lie.
Have you thought, now she's the manager, isn't she?
Yes.
Have you ever thought of making her like the manager kind of behind closed doors? So she can still talk to you guys, but nobody can see her RBF.
I try and fill it with office work, but she comes out on the floor.
Yeah.
Get out of the back. Get out of the back. Hide that RBF.
I know you're the manager, but get out of here. Let's go to Tash from Austin's Ferry. Tash, your sisters have RBF, I believe.
Yes, they definitely do.
How bad is this RBF?
Oh, no, they're bad.
So this is very this bad. Both of your sisters, Tash?
Both of them.
Now, do you suffer from RBF?
As far as I know, I don't. I haven't been told.
Okay. No, that's okay. So it's escaped you, and do you have one sister that's worse than the other, or are they both the same?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
Who's the worst?
Tara, definitely the worst.
So when you're around, like, doing a family function or a family dinner or something, is it just, like, a really cranky feel?
It really is. Like, you just look at her and you're like, and it's just crazy.
Do you ever tell them, Tash, that they have RBF, or do you just try and avoid
all
the conversation?
The time.
You tell them, and
all
what
the
do
time.
They say?
All the time. Yeah, you got
to
be honest.
And what do they say to you when you tell them?
I don't know what you're talking about. You're watching somewhere.
Excuse me, mate. This is an RBF. F.
Look, it exists. It's a problem, Jim. You're living with it, but you're a survivor.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The first part of it is accepting it. You know what I mean? You've got to accept that you have IBF and then you can move through it.
Can you just smile for me? Give me one smile. Oh, okay. No, yeah.
Here's Jimmy. The Ben you'll be on.
Oh, Jim, here we are. Thanks to Veolia Garbage Trucks. We are naming a garbage truck here in Tassie after one of our listeners, and the day has come. We are currently outside the Hit Studios broadcasting live from the garbage truck. At the moment, the garbage truck is covered by a massive cloth. Can you set the scene for us, Jim? What can you see? What are people expecting?
Right now, yeah, we are outside the Hit Studios, standing next to a garbage truck. Now, first things first, Nathan, I just want to say, you've been calling it Fame on Four Wheels, which I loved. It's just great alliteration. And then I said, maybe the garbage truck has six wheels. Now, I've counted the garbage truck's wheels. We have 12 wheels.
Oh, we were really far off.
Yeah. So, Fame on Four Wheels is incorrect. But, yes, we're standing out here. It's a beautiful Friday morning. It's about 8 degrees, crisp. There's not a cloud in the sky. Okay, there's a few clouds in the sky.
Yeah, don't lie, mate. People can look outside.
Yeah, don't look up. Just listen to Uncle Jimmy. All the contestants here standing next to the truck. It's very exciting. As you mentioned, Nath, there's a cloth on it, and we're about to announce who is the winner.
Now, our outfits. I announced to you what our outfit was going to be yesterday. We are wearing them right now. It's a garbage bag. We've got a garbage bag each, and our initials, or just the first initial of our first name, N and J, are on the garbage bags. It's a little bit chilly out here. How's it making you feel? Is it a little bit of insulation or not quite?
Well, look, again, we're not standing next to a tree. Those are not leaves. We are definitely wearing garbage bags. I'm feeling grateful that I chose to put a hoodie on underneath, because if you are listening and thinking about wearing a garbage bag in the future, because yes, it is very fashionable. No, don't do it, because it offers no warmth or protection whatsoever.
Well, our contestants are sitting there looking at us going, oh, Jimmy and Nath, you slackers, you didn't make us any garbage bags.
So, trust me, guys, you're missing nothing. This is providing no warmth whatsoever.
You're missing a lot. And if you miss out on being on the garbage truck, I'll give you my garbage bag. How about that? That sounds a bit good. Yeah? What do you reckon?
Yeah, no one's cheering.
So our contestants are waiting there. We've got Luke the Wombat from Clarendon Vale. Rubbish Shell's there. She's brought her kids along. And, of course, young Riley Robinson and his mother, Jane. First glance, who do you think looks the most nervous?
I'd say young Riley Robinson. You know what I mean? Like, he's a young boy. He's very excited. I mean, you look past him to Wombat in the background there. I mean, he's just, you know, rocking the old collared shirt. He's
not
very
even
chill.
Wearing a jumper.
Not wearing a jumper. Hands in the pockets. I mean, he's just very relaxed.
And Rubbish Shell, she hasn't been able to wipe the smile off her face either. Yeah, so I think she's excited regardless of what the result is.
Still can't believe she's here. Can't believe she's snuck her way into this competition.
Jim, we are currently outside the Hit Studios broadcasting live from a garbage truck, because thanks to our friends at Veolia Garbage Trucks, we are naming a garbage truck here in Tassie after one of our listeners. Now, our finalists are here waiting patiently. It's cold, the wind has picked up, so I think it's time to check in with each of them.
Yes,
what do you think?
Yes, I think it's a great idea, Nathan. Who should we go for first?
Let's go with our first contestant. It's young Riley Robinson and his beautiful mother, Jane, who put him in the draw. Now, a little bit of a known fact about Riley. Riley wants to grow up to be a garbage truck driver. He's obsessed with them, and he's on first name basis with the drivers.
Yeah, he's actually wearing a little garbage truck uniform this morning. Riley, how are you, mate?
Good.
Are you excited about this opportunity?
Yes.
And what are you looking forward to the most about today?
To see my name. And it gets on the garb truck.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. He knows what he's here for.
And you think your name will be on the truck, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, certainly will.
And Mama Jane, you're here waiting patiently. Yes. Are you nervous for this moment? You've campaigned
really
hard.
I am nervous, actually. Yes.
You are nervous? Yeah. Now, regardless of the result, how will you be afterwards?
Oh, fine. It's okay. At least we get to see the big garbage truck. That's good. Oh, I mean, Riley loves to see them, so.
Well, I think the keys are actually in the ignition, so if you don't win, you can drive off with it. Is that not? No, I'm getting a no in the background. Sorry. We can't promise that.
Can't take him for a ride in the truck.
Okay, we can take him for a ride. He just can't take it home.
Now, Jane, you did send in a few photos of young Riley Robinson. And he's got quite a few toy trucks, I believe. Are they garbage trucks?
They are garbage trucks, and he also has the bin tidies as well. So
now, he had these before you were campaigning to have him on the garbage truck, didn't he?
That's right, yes.
So this is how passionate this kid is, Jim. Contestant number one, Riley Robinson.
Look, I'd hate to be the person we're going to interview next. And that's Michelle.
Rubbish Shell from Moona. Rubbish Shell's here. She's waiting here patiently. She probably has the biggest smile out of any of our contestants on. Would you agree, Jim?
Yeah, I think she didn't think she'd get it to the final three, mate, but she campaigned very hard. Michelle, how are you this morning?
Great, thanks.
Now, you brought your three kids here. Who we got here? What are their names?
Dylan, Aiden, and Tyler.
Dylan just dabbed.
Now, Rubbishell, I need to make an apology to you straight away because when I came out and met all you contestants for the first time, the first young boy I saw was one of your sons. What's your name, sir?
Aiden.
Aiden. And what did I say when I met Aiden for the first time?
Riley.
Yeah. Now, to my defence, young kid, blonde hair, excited to be here and loves garbage trucks.
Well, the funny thing is, I was chatting to Aiden just before during the song and I said, Aiden, what are you looking forward to this morning? He goes, seeing my name on the truck.
Oh.
And I was like, Aiden, that's not how it works. It's actually your mum's name.
That's how Rubbishell got her kids here.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Hate to break the news, but yeah, it's mum's name, possibly the truck.
You can use a Sharpie afterwards, perhaps.
Quick, right while no one's looking.
Jim, our final contestant. He's been waiting here patiently. He doesn't have a jumper on. He doesn't even look cold. It's Luke the Wombat from Clarendonville. Lukey, how are you feeling?
Oh, great. Yep.
Are you nervous, mate?
Very.
Very nervous. Now, Lukey, do you not feel the cold? That's the rumour going around.
We deal with it.
We
get through it.
Yeah. Now, Luke, one of the first times we chatted to you, you mentioned that you think garbage trucks are the wombat of the road. They look like wombats, hence your nickname, the Wombat. We're up nice and close with the garbage truck right now. Do you still stand by that statement?
More an elephant.
More an elephant, okay. So should it be Luke the elephant? Now, if your name's on the truck, it might be too late to change that.
As you mentioned earlier, Nathan, we can get a Sharpie and we can just change it from wombat to elephant. It is the last one on there.
Now, Luke, our final question. If you were to be on this truck, you'll obviously become a celebrity in Tassie. How will this change your life? Will it change you as a person? Will you become a little bit up yourself, do you think? Or you think you'll just remain how you are?
I'll put it out there.
Yeah.
As Lukey said, we'll put it out there.
Well, Jim, they are our three contestants. We've just touched base with them. Up next, it is the moment. After this song, we will remove the cloth and reveal who has their name on a garbage truck. We are doing that next.
Yeah, we'll also need to possibly grab a Sharpie because we just had two contestants and they want to make a name change. So we'll do that while the song's playing.
It is Jimmy Nathan here. The truck reveal up next. Jim, we are currently outside the Hit Studios broadcasting live from a garbage truck, and very shortly we are going to be live on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath.
Yeah, you can head to our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. We'll go live very shortly. You can see the old bin reveal, but also head to the Hit Facebook page, Hit 100.9, because later today we're going to put up a little video and montage. You can see all the best bits of this morning's show.
Now, Jim, as you just said, thanks to our friends at Veolia, we are naming a garbage truck after one of our Hobart listeners, and we are moments away from the reveal. Our three finalists are standing by: Riley Robinson, Rubbishell, Luke the Wombat from Clarendonville. But first, I think it's important to look back at our garbage truck journey so far.
You may remember this from the news.
In some exciting news out of the UK now, the English town of Reading, home of Oscar-winning actress Kate Winslet, has decided to name a garbage truck after her. The garbage truck has been appropriately named Kate Winslet.
And in a world first, Jimmy and Nath launched this.
Oh, yes, we are naming a garbage truck here in Tassie after one of you.
Nominations came in from everywhere.
Michelle from Moona. Or what about Rubbish Shell?
Funny.
Jane from Rosetta.
I would like to nominate my son Riley, because Riley's last name is Robinson. Put bin in capital letters.
That's Riley Robinson.
Oh, that's really good. Lukey, would you like to be on the garbage truck, mate?
Do you have a nickname, Luke?
Wombat.
Do trucks look like wombats?
Yeah, paint them brown, you'll love it.
Yeah, see? Luke's on board.
After several sleepless nights, our finalists were announced.
Our first finalist, Jim, is Riley Robinson. Our second finalist, Jim, is Michelle from Moona. Third and final finalist, Luke the Wombat from Clarendonville.
Your votes have been counted and the time has come. Let's pull down the cloth to reveal the garbage truck named after a Hobart listener. Jimmy and Nate, over to you for the countdown.
All right, we're here. We're going live right now on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. Head there, you can see us live. We're about to pull this cloth off the truck to find out who's on there, Nath.
Jim, this is our moment. Our contestants are waiting. All right, guys, are we ready?
five, four, three, two, one.
It's coming off. Who is it? It's Riley Robinson.
It's Riley Robinson.
Riley Robinson. Riley, he's huge. Look at the smile on his face. This is massive.
Look at the little fella.
Riley, how do you feel, mate?
Good.
Are you excited?
Awesome. Yes.
Do you think you'll be one of the most famous people in Tassie?
Yep.
Yeah, he already is.
Tell us, Riley, what does that say on the truck?
Riley Benson.
Well, he missed the rob, but it's pretty close, mate. It's pretty close.
We've got Mama Jane here. She can't believe it. The smile is from ear to ear. Mama Jane of Riley, how are you feeling?
Oh, this is awesome. Thank you so much for doing this. It's the best thing ever. Like,
now, Jane, we did get you to practice that winning acceptance speech. You nailed it the other day. Obviously, you're filled with emotions right now. But again, yeah, who do you want to thank? Say whatever you need to say.
I would like to thank Jimmy and Nath for running 100.9.
Oh, stop it.
especially Violia for doing this as well, especially because Riley has just loved Garbage Trucks for so many years and he is their biggest fan, so thank you for doing this.
Yeah.
And also like to thank everyone for voting for Riley, because that, you know, he wouldn't be up there if they hadn't have voted for him.
Now, Jane, one question. Are you worried that Riley's going to become too famous now?
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned. The reason is I am now going to have to try and find the truck and follow it.
Oh, Jim, we cannot wipe the smiles off our faces, because at the moment we are outside the Hit Studios broadcasting live from a garbage truck that has just been named after our young listener, Riley Robinson. Woo! This is all thanks to Veolia Garbage Truck, Jim. We pulled down the cloth, we revealed Riley's name, front and centre, massive riding. Jim, describe that moment for everybody. Just, what happened?
Just hear this. That is a garbage truck. That is proof. We're standing here with the names Riley Robinson on it. Nath, I'm next to Riley Robinson and his mum, Jane, and I know this young man is the right man for this truck, and you know how I know that?
How do you know that?
He just said to his mum, he goes, "Mum, we're going to be late for school." You know what I mean? He's just a kid who's keen to learn. Riley, how are you feeling, mate?
Good.
Now, what would you like to say? Would you like to thank everyone who voted for you? Because you got a lot of votes. We just found out you had over 1,000 for you.
Thank you for everybody for voting for me.
Oh, wow. Riley, do you know 1,000 people?
Yes.
Yeah, well, apparently you do. Apparently you do. Now, we've actually also just been told another one of our contestants, the lovely Rubby Shell. Come over here, Rubby Shell. Do you want to tell us who you voted for?
I voted for Riley.
Rubby Shell voted for Riley.
Look, thank you, Rubby Shell. Stick around, because we actually have a consolation prize for you and the Wombat. We're going to reveal that next, yes. Nath. But, I mean, look, you ran a really good competition, didn't they? Yeah. It's really, really good.
Fantastic competition. And up next, we do have a consolation prize for everybody who participated in the garbage truck. But otherwise, Riley, congratulations, mate. You are on a garbage truck. Jim, we are currently outside the Hit Studios wrapping up our broadcast live from the garbage truck. It has just been named after our young listener, Riley Robinson, and this has been weeks in the making. Hobart has voted, dreams have been made, and young Riley is now a Tasmanian celebrity.
Yeah, look, he's taken it out, Nath. We are standing here next to the garbage truck. That's proof. Banging on the truck.
Could also be a big tin can, just so you know.
Don't tell everyone! We're going to find out about our giant tin can! Actually, head to our Facebook page, Hit 100.9. Later today, our little video is going to go up. It's going to show all the best bits from this morning's show. Nath, we are joined, before we chat to some of our contestants and our runners-up, we are joined by the man who's driven the truck this morning, Max. Max, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, Max, thank you so much for coming down. Now, is this one of the more interesting truck driving days that you've had?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, are you excited for Riley Robinson to be on your truck?
I think I'm more excited than Riley was at winning that, to be honest. Yeah.
Max, just looking at Riley, I mean, he's got a little mini little garbage uniform there. As a professional, what do you think of his uniform?
Outstanding. Absolutely.
Now, Max, if we were to put Riley behind the wheel, do you think he'd reach the pedals?
We might have to put some extensions on his feet, but I think he'll get there.
Just a few bricks, maybe a rubber band, just to get down there to the bottom. Now, Max, I do believe for everyone here today, you brought some goodie bags for everyone. Is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
Yep. So what have we got in there? What's everyone got?
It's a few little knickknacks, a few things for the mainly the young kids to have a play around.
Oh, I'm sure Luke from Clarendonvale will be playing with it, regardless of what age.
Yeah, I'm sure Rubbish Michelle will get in there as well. But, we've all got that from Max coming as well. Max, I think Nate just wanted to say thanks. to Viola and everything as well.
Yeah, mate, thank you very much for that. Thank you very much to Violi for all the help as well. And congratulations, because you've got a new staff member, although we can't reach the pedals yet. So congratulations.
Plenty of time to train him now, so it's great.
Get in early. We drive the truck in no time.
Now, before we do wrap up, we do have some consolation prizes for our runners-up. Can we get them over here? Let's get Rubby Shell and Luke the Wombat over here, because we've got something very special for you.
Look, we just want to say as well, thank you so much, guys, for being a part of this. Look, you obviously ran a really good race, but as in horse racing, there's only one horse that wins. There is a second and third, and today your prize, I believe, Nath, do we have it here?
Here they are. Two rolls of home brand Woolies garbage bags. Congratulations. They are for you.
They're probably the best garbage bags, to be honest.
So you've done research, Robichelle, and you know these are the best garbage bags.
I use these and they are the best garbage bags. I'm not joking.
That's all she wanted. She didn't want a name on the truck.
Yeah, I actually called her up a few weeks ago and said, hey, look, Riley's in the lead. What do you need? She goes, geez, I need some garbage bags.
Jim, that concludes our show live from the garbage truck. Thank you very much to Viola. And one more cheer for Riley Robinson!
Time for some magic.
Jimmy and Nate. Magic. That was magic. You found it. That didn't make it.
Yeah, not all the stories you want to bring to the Jimmy and Nate show during the week make the Jimmy and Nate show during the week. So what we do, Jimmy, is we try and summarise those we missed in a little bit of magic for everybody.
Yeah, just counting them. One, two, three. Three stories we missed.
Three stosses.
A museum in the United States is attempting to make the world's biggest paper plane by making one that is 64 feet long.
If you ask me, it's pretty plain and simple. The original record holders, however, are arguing that theirs was bigger than 64 feet, Jim. They put in an official complaint.
Yeah, good.
The record attempt will actually be on Main Event, but unfortunately it's pay-per-view.
Oh!
Could be one of the best,
that
I know.
Could be one of your best ever puns.
Should we stop it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Scientists in the UK have discovered a 99-million-year-old beetle that has been fossilised in amber rock.
To get it out of the rock, scientists had to use a very special bee tool. They had to be careful, though, because when they took it out of the rock, a magpie swooped and almost ate it. It was a female magpie, a ladybird. If they did lose the beetle, though, Jim, it'd be a real bugger, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Bugger. Beetle's a bug.
You know what? It's not your fault. Just pay-per-view was hard to come back from.
Yeah, I should have really just had that at the end.
You should have flipped those stories. I should have done the scientist first, the museum second. You know what I mean?
Well, let's start again.
No, can you tell the pay-per-view one again? I really enjoyed it. Just one more for me.
Okay. By the way, this is a story about a paper aeroplane.
Yeah, I'm sure people have been listening.
Nah, they haven't, man. They've tuned out. The record of 10 will actually be on Main Event, but it's pay-per-view.
Oh! And finally, the stage show Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It cleaned up this week at the Tony Awards, capturing six awards, including Best Play.
Now, Jim, at the awards night, the cast and the director, unfortunately, were actually a bit annoyed because they were served curry that wasn't as hot as they would have liked. Now, they wrote a song for their next musical about it, and we have your first play right now.
We made HP and the Cursed Child. Yeah, we won and we smiled. The cuisine was Thai, I should have gone fried rice.
Because
this curry's too mild. Oh, the Cursed Child.
Nath, just a few questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
So that's the cast of The Cursed Child.
Yeah, director was in there too.
Yeah. Now, they should have gone fried rice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
should have gone fried rice because the curry was too mild.
Yeah, too mild. They wanted it hotter.
Okay. Why didn't they say, I just want a hot curry? Why did they go with 2 miles? Because I've never heard that before.
Yeah, okay, no, because the thing is...
Now, knowing you weren't there...
I wasn't there, so I'm
just
guessing.
Just your opinion. Yeah,
I'm just guessing, buddy. Because when you go to these big functions,
yeah,
you obviously don't get to pick. They just put it down in front of you.
Yeah.
So they just got given what they were given.
They got given a curry. They went, oh, this is too mild. I wanted something spicy.
Exactly. So they're just complaining, nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, what if the fried rice wasn't spicy?
Well, I mean, then they've got another problem. You wait for the second song.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.